Oakland Sideshow. Everybody, let's get to it.
Police in Oakland announcing that they did issue more than a dozen citations, all linked to multiple sideshows around the city this past weekend. New tonight, KTVU's Amber Lee live here in studio after speaking with residents who say they are still quite concerned. Amber.
That's right. My neighbors tell me they're concerned it'll happen again and that the next time the chaos will escalate and injure or kill someone. They're calling on city leaders to take action to prevent sideshows. A sideshow.
Wait a minute, Audrey, you like bacon that much? You don't like bacon that much. Audrey, do you like bacon that much?
About hundreds of people punctuated by illegal fireworks and spectators firing their guns in the air in Oakland's Piedmont Avenue district during the overnight hours of Sunday is causing fear, frustration, and the thought of flight.
I was scared. Like, I was prepping to think, am I going to run? But if I run, we're going to be right in the midst of it.
Neighbors tell me their condo building shook from the explosions. They tell me they cannot erase the images of young people stomping on vehicles and setting one on fire, a total disregard for property and safety.
Are the wires going to catch on fire? Are they going to get the building?
Neighbors tell me it started shortly before 3 on Sunday morning and lasted for almost an hour, terrorizing people who live in the area. Residents say they didn't feel safe in their own homes.
You thought your life was in danger?
Yeah. They start doing shop fires in the air.
Neighbors say they saw young people setting bottles on fire and throwing them in the air. Police say they issued 21 citations and towed 4 vehicles in all the sideshows officers responded to in Oakland early Sunday morning. The department says it will work to identify additional vehicles involved, and investigators may go to the homes where they're registered and tow them. But residents say police did not take action until people started setting fires.
Really scary. I being afraid, and I feel afraid, because we don't know what's next.
The police union said there were only 16 police vehicles available to address the chaos.
And this is what happens when your entire community collapses and all of the business leaves and you got high taxes and you got high crime. What happens? You only got 16 police officers and you have 500 people that you got to try to arrest. And the neighbors start suffering and the streets are destroyed and the cars are burned up and it actually costs you more money to not have public safety and police officers. And you start having the president of the United States of America saying that your city is too far gone. And then you have people that was inside of my chat the other day and saying, yeah, but the property values is super high. And so it's better than where you live at. And you get ignorant people that think that just because they pay a lot of money, that that means that you actually have a better environment and more conducive environment for your children. And that that warrants and it's okay for them to have crime in their community just because they pay a lot of money. And it's very dumb. Because it's the opposite. I would expect if you pay $700,000 for your property and you got higher property taxes than I have, then you would have more money for your constituents and for people to have better public safety policies and for you not to have so much homelessness. That's what I would like to think, but apparently I'm wrong about that, right? Lee, I remember his name. His name was Lee. Apparently I'm wrong about the fact that you pay way more for your house and property taxes, but you get way less services and your communities are trash. And so now they only have 16 police officers to respond. 16 for the entire city. Murder over here. Somebody over there. Drug overdose over there. They ain't got no Narcan to help the community. And then they got a slash show over there and everybody ain't scared of the police. I mean, they tearing up and burning up cars.
Mayor Barbara Lee issued a written statement. Quote, I am very clear we have.
And let me also say this. What is up with these mini Afro haired mayors that y'all keep on electing? Why are y'all so obsessed with older mini Afro haired mayors? I don't know what that means. What is y'all? What's up with that? Either they got braids or they got these little mini fros. And they always get elected. Is that one of the things, the criteria? You know how you used to have to be married to become president of the United States of America or to become governor in order to show that you're a family man and you know what stability looks like. What's up with all of these mini fro mayors? It's always a woman, an older woman, older 5'1" woman, and she keep her hair shaved and cut. She go to the same barbershop as everybody else in the community. What is that? You know, I believe in spirits, you know what I'm saying? Principalities. And I think it's a mini fro mayor spirit that's running around.
Work to do, and we will continue to do the work to increase public safety in all of our neighborhoods.
I was thinking, is it going to happen again? So anytime, like, I hear the screeching of tires, it's like, you know, is it happening again?
Neighbors say the crowd didn't disperse until the fire crews arrived on scene. Residents are asking city leaders to install concrete barriers and speed bumps to prevent.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. But the police officers got their story that they want to say. And I'll tell you that the police officers is actually against the city council and the mayor.
Chaos on the streets of Oakland. Fireworks, cars doing donuts, people jumping on a car, breaking windows, and later setting it on fire. This was the scene at 41st and Howe early Sunday morning. The Police Officers Association says there were 200 cars and an estimated 500 people gathered for the dangerous and illegal stunt show, but only 16 patrol cars available to respond.
We don't have the resources to handle an event that is that magnitude.
Wee Nguyen, president of the Oakland Police Officers Association, says the department's pursuit policy also makes it challenging for officers to respond to such a large sideshow.
For example, people often use stolen vehicle to participate in sideshow. That's why you see some of these vehicles are set on fire, because those are stolen vehicles that they use. But for one thing is, we cannot pursue any of those stolen vehicles. Even though it's at 2 o'clock in the morning when there's very light traffic.
Oakland Police Department.
Do you see why these everybody is handcuffed? You see, police officers don't make policy. Police officers don't come up with funding. Police officers are basically on the front line handicapped. They're fighting with their hands behind their back over in Oakland and in California. You know why? Because all of this protesting, y'all overcorrect, and what does it do? It actually ruins the community. So what he's basically saying is, it doesn't even matter if the car is stolen. We can't pursue it. Do you know how dumb that sounds? Do you know how stupid it sounds that they can't even chase a stolen car? They cannot stop a criminal from being a criminal because they have rules in place that prevent them from stopping the criminals. That's crazy. That is crazy, bro. So insane.
Department declined to do an interview, but says officers wrote 21 citations and towed 4 vehicles. Investigators are now working to identify additional cars involved in the illegal street show. Kathy Mill has lived here more than 30 years and says sideshows in Oakland are now getting out of control.
It's terrifying. It's a residential neighborhood. The video I saw, the cars were, you know, zooming around, and these idiots were running in front of them, you know, like it's part of a game. It's very noisy, and it's very discouraging that the police can't prevent something like that or intervene.
Nguyen says the department has...
Somebody said Danny is hell-bent on hating police. LAPD is only good for harassing regular citizens. They stay away from the big criminals. This isn't the Los Angeles, the police. We're not even talking about Los Angeles right now. This is Oakland. Come on, man. Keep up. Keep up. We're not even talking about Los Angeles right now. We're talking about Oakland. Look how old that police car is. They still riding Crown Vicks out there in Oakland. They ain't got no Chargers. They ain't got the new Ford police interceptors. They got the 17-19 multicolored, no logo having, no actual description. Ford Crown Vic police car with the regular top lights on it. I seen that junk in Beverly Hills Cop. Jesus. Good God. Oakland, y'all are in trouble with your $701 million properties.
515 officers, the lowest staffing it's seen in 25 years, saying the department should have 877 officers. He also claims until the city can beef up staffing significantly, sideshows like this will continue to pose a risk to officers and the community. In Oakland, Maryam.
That's sad. Pray for the people in Oakland, y'all. Pray for the people in Oakland, y'all. Pray for the people in Oakland, because the police basically has just conceded. Hey, listen, we ain't got no money. We ain't got no funding. We ain't got no cars. We don't have the support. We can't get a lawsuit, so we can't pursue nobody. At this point, the police officers is in self-preservation mode, just like the city. The residents is now left on their own. Now y'all got to figure out what happened, and you know what's going to happen, right? You know what's going to, I'm going to tell you what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. It's going to be a slideshow or a sad show. Something is going to happen. We know that it never is just that. So usually they go and terrorize a 7-Eleven, or they go break into something. Now, you know, they ain't got that many businesses left in Oakland, but it is what it is. And something is going to catch fire. You know, somebody going to crash and run into a building. Something big, tragic is going to happen. And then they're going to have to send in the National Guard. And then we're going to see protesting from white apologists, black people, Hispanics. We call them black and brown, right? Brown is all the rest of y'all. Asian, Hispanic, anything not white and anything not black is brown. That's how they classify. First, it used to just be black people. Now it's black and brown. Because you shade, you're light, you're lighter, but you're not quite as white as the people in the Caucasus, right? And so something's going to happen. Trump is going to come in. They're going to start protesting. And then it's going to be Trump is a fascist and he's trying to take over Oakland. So bad. It is so bad. I don't want to hear anything from anybody. Cam, stop jerking off inside of your socks. Don't worry about it, big dog. Don't worry about it, big dog. I don't want to hear anything from anybody in California until y'all fix y'all own house.